This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Great to share a few moments with you today. We live in a society where it's easy to ask, who really cares anymore? Remember the old days, you know, the neighbours looked after each other and people generally like to connect with one another, having a talk over the back fence or coming in for a cup of tea. But isn't it true that times have changed and we tend to keep to ourselves, you know, we mind our own business. We don't find ways to connect with people. And as a result, I think there are fears and doubts and in many cases, this anxiety. Unfortunately, in our time, there's isolation, loneliness. And we ask the question, who's going to really connect with me? Now, who's got the time anymore to listen? I mean, the welfare and charity groups, they do care about people. Your local minister or priest, he obviously cares. So there are people who give themselves and they offer services to people and to a couple or a family. But I think deep down, we yearn to have someone, at least one person, who will take the time to care about us, someone who will understand. It's very much like David who wrote Psalm 142. I look to the right and watch, but there's no one who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No man cares for me. There it is. Sad words. Psalm 142, verse 4. And another version of that particular verse in Psalm 142 says, you won't see anyone who cares enough to walk beside me. Incredible. With all the sophistication of our age, the truth is that many ask that question, who's going to care? So is there anyone who cares? Is there someone perhaps beyond this world who cares for us? Yes, there is. The great infinite God, God of the universe, he's aware of the individual. I've heard people say, well, look, you know, God wouldn't be concerned about me. He's got more important things to worry about than me and my small world. But that's not what the Bible says. And when we look at the Bible, we find the scriptures tell us that God is very interested in all the details of our lives. In fact, he even knows the number of hairs on our head. And in the book of Psalms, again, God counts the stars. He calls them by name. In the book of Mark, we see Jesus here in the New Testament. He was with a huge crowd. And there was a woman who wasn't well. And all she did was touch his clothing. And he noticed her. So isn't it amazing that God cares about things? And God cares. He just isn't there somewhere from afar. He's a God who cares about the small details of our life. Nothing is too small to talk to him about, or nothing actually escapes his attention. I would encourage you to go to God with the little things in your life. It's not just the big things that God is interested in. He is concerned with all the details, even those little issues. And this is true because God is a personal God who cares about you. He loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his only son to die on the cross so that you can be saved and have eternal life. It was Jesus who once asked, what will you gain if you own the whole world but destroy yourself? That's in Mark 8. So he implies that, in other words, the soul of one man outvalues the combined worth of all the world's treasures. And another day, Jesus said, aren't two sparrows sold only for 1 cent? But your Father knows when any of them falls to the ground, even the hairs on your head are counted. So don't be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows. That's in Matthew chapter 10. God cares about the little things in life. God has shown, I think, time and again, how, and particularly through Jesus, through the interaction that Jesus had, where he was able to help people. He had breakfast with people. I mean, the disciples shared with him. That's a personal thing. Jesus, of course, John actually records that instance. You can read about it in John chapter 21. So the Bible says that God knows, he cares deeply about each of us, and at his core is the nature of a servant. And as I said before, even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So as you go about today, think about Jesus, who actually notices the small things in life. Loving Heavenly Father, today we need something like that, to remember that God is there not just for the big events, but for the small, tiny details as well. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.